you very much. I'd just like to extend my appreciation to Nora Damaris for all the organizational work that you've done to make this possible, and particularly to Sidney Bacchus for making it possible for me to speak here today. My name is Dennis Mader. I don't have any particular scientific qualifications for this work. I'm an environmental advocate mainly, and a community organizer. So I'm driven by my conscience. I live in the area where the proposed mining is to take place, which would be Hardee County. I have my wife and I have a 25-acre property there, from which we operate a little business, a health and wellness retreat. We're located on the entire eastern boundary of our property is on Horse Creek, so we're entirely in the Horse Creek watershed. I might add that I think another one of my qualifications, somewhat unsung, would be the fact that I grew up in South Lakeland on the edge of the phosphate mining district. So I've been watching these developments, rather deplorable developments, going on for the past 30 years. Anyway, this was a photograph we used for publicity purposes for our this little establishment. This is the way Horse Creek looked in 2002. And there's a cattle fence down here. And you can see the creek is kind of brimming, and it's shrouded in vegetation. This is the same view of Horse Creek as it looks today. I'm not saying that these are mining impacts. I'm just not quite sure about that, actually. But obviously, most of this was hurricane impact, completely relieved the canopy, the foliage. Most of the large trees in the immediate watershed of the Horse Creek died in that as a result of that, or three hurricanes actually, and extensive flooding that year. But anyway, what I want to show you here, this is these are water hyacinths, and for the first time in the 14 years that I've lived here, lived in this area, you know, the creek is completely clogged with water hyacinths, which I think is probably due to a change in the degradation in the quality of the water. Here we have some, and I don't know whether you can see that, but the wild hog population has been here rutting around. Well, this is a somewhat daunting map of the Bone Valley, so-called Bone Valley Phosphate Mining District. This was produced by the Sarasota County staff, and to try to get some perspective on what we have here. Here's Lake Hancock, and then the Peace River flows down through here on its way to Charlotte Harbor. This would be Horse Creek. You can't see much of it. This is Horse Creek, and it joins the Peace River. I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't be using that. It joins the Peace River down here.
So,
as you see, as I said, this is a somewhat daunting picture here. The particular mine that our organization is concerned with and is focusing our attention on is here. It's actually pictured in red as an active mine, but it's not. It has not been permitted yet. This is an 11,000-acre phosphate mine. As you can see, the entire western boundary of the mine runs along the Peace River watershed, and all of the feeder branches, Little Charlie Creek, Parker Branch, Dale Branch, all flow into the Peace River off of this site. The yellow area here, this is actually yellow and green, represents the mining mines that have been reclaimed, as I say. Some of it is not reclaimed. I'd say probably about someplace between 30 and 15,000 acres of this area here was never properly reclaimed because the mining took place long before there was reclamation legislation prior to 1975. The red areas here all represent active mines. This is the boundary of Hardy County here, this big square. And then, of course, you would have this old Tampa Bay up in here. And as I said, this is the Charlotte Harbor estuary.
Dennis, about five more minutes.
It's okay. Well, I'll hurry up. I included this map just to show you. This was a map which was published by one of the principal mining companies, Mosaic. This shows the mines as they, the proposed mines in Hardy County. Once again, this is the Hardy County boundaries in here. And then this is what they established in their phosphate mining compact as a, this is the boundary that they established as a limit to their mining activities. As you can see, it includes actually almost the whole county with the exception of this corner here. Yes, one big happy phosphate mine. So I think what happens here is if they can acquire more property, if they can acquire more land as they move along and as property values tend to fall, then they can acquire more property and expand in these areas. Anyway, they've left themselves a lot of wiggle room. Here's a photograph. I'm sure you've seen things like this before. This is the mine cuts on a typical phosphate mine. I like this one because it's really surreal. And when they talk about moonscape, this is what it's, this is what it is here. So the total of mined lands in the Bone Valley region is about 460 square miles as it stands. Of the 200,000 acres that they've mined since 1975, 64% have been reclaimed. And of that 64%, something like 30% has been reclaimed for industrial use. And then 30% unreclaimed. Okay, just to give you an idea of how this goes, there's several stages. And, I think Lane Compton of Minnesota 88 is going to cover the fertilizer production end of the industry. And I'm going to just limit my comments to the mining, but here's a typical drag line. And in this photograph, the reason I used it is you show them, it shows them turning the phosphate matrix into a slurry, whereby it is transported through pipes to beneficiation. That's the word they use, it's a mining term. Beneficiation means the separation of the mine ore from the clay and sand matrix. Once that separation has taken place between sand and clay and mining ore, the clay and the sand can never be reconstituted. So the typical a typical feature of any mine site, which can be up to 40%, are these so-called clay settling areas. Used to be called slime ponds.
Dennis, if you could see if there are any questions, I'll ask Glenn to get ready. Glenn, you about ready?
Sure.
See if there's any questions in the audience first.
Are there any questions?
Well, you'll get a chance during the panel discussion.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is a this is a plan of the South Fork Mead Mine, the one that's presently in the approval permitting process. Here is a summary of the off-site and long-term impacts. Obviously, catastrophic accidents and dam breaches, soil alterations, alterations of the flow pathways, subterranean flow pathways, a natural contouring of the landscape, impacts to preferential aquifer flow paths, the same as up here, alteration of historical water surface flow patterns, infestations of alien plant species, displacement disturbance of wildlife habitat, alterations of fish habitat, contamination of soil and groundwater by radioactive and inorganic elements, and wetland disturbances. Here's a summary of some of the catastrophic dam failures that have taken place since 1971. You see, in 1971, nine million cubic meters of clay water traveled 120 miles downstream to, in the Peace River from Fort Meade. The latest one, of course, 2004 during Hurricane Francis, a gypsum stack failed, and the contents spilled into Archie Creek and into Hillsborough Bay. There's a rather dramatic photograph. This a sinkhole formed underneath the phosphogypsum stack, 1994. So all the acidic water, the weight of these gypsum stacks becomes more than the geologic structures can support, and then it all drained down into the aquifer. Here's an example of other offsite impacts. This is taken on the road leading to my house. You see cogon grass. Most reclaimed phosphate mine ends up as fields of cogon grass, which has no value at all for cattle fodder or any other purpose. It's considered the world's most invasive weed. So anyway, this is a infestation of cogon grass. It's already spread into this pasture, and this is some 10 miles from the nearest mine. Soil alterations. Mr. Carter is going to elaborate on this later on in the afternoon sessions. But this was taken from a study called the Assessment of the Hydraulic Connection Between Groundwater and Peace River, West Central Florida, the U.S. Geological Survey. Some of the impacts to the aquifer. This is from Dr. Bacchus's work. Non-mechanical dewatering.
Glenn, we're going to need to wrap it up.
Okay. These are the drag line crossings on the proposed mine. There's six of them, so they can get their drag lines down into these wetlands in here. This study was on the contamination of soil at a used mine site. These are some of the inorganic constituents, the radioactive constituents. This was the Tenerock Mine study. It never made it beyond the draft status. It was never used by the EPA. And of course, when talking about disturbance of wildlife, we do have a panther population in Hardy County. They're not all in south of the Caloosahatchee River. In fact, the panthers on our 25-acre property, it's not unusual to see them. I think in the 14 years that we've lived there, we probably have that many sightings, at least half of them confirmed. And we tend to think we have a breeding population in Hardy County, but this has not been established by science yet. So if there are any questions, I guess... Okay, we'll do it during the panel discussion. So there's a very, very brief overview of a huge mining industry, its impact on the Peace River watershed, and I'm going to turn the podium over to my colleague, Glenn Compton, Minnesota ADA. Thank you very much.